You're listening to Leaders Portfolio Audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, now in studio with the partner of the Tower Companies, Mr. Jeffrey Abramson. Welcome.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Now, the Tower Companies is a three-generation family-owned real estate development company in Rockville, Maryland. Your portfolio includes more than 4 million square feet of office buildings, office parks, 1,400 apartments, regional malls, residential communities, lifestyle centers, and hotels within the National Capital Area. So is there any real estate project you don't do? That's my first question.
Well, we don't build any buildings that aren't sustainable anymore.
Okay.
So when my father started the company 65 years ago, my father's now 92 and still coming to the business every day. About 14 years ago, we realized that about 40% of all the energy used in America are consumed in buildings, which means that my industry was creating 40% of the pollution in America, 40% of the acid rain. And at that point, my business philosophy really became merged with my philanthropic, which is how can my work every day really better society? And how can my business become a catalyst for the change to bring about a more sustainable building industry? And that's what happened.
So that, in a way, that's a leadership decision because you chose to turn away potential revenues. Because I'm sure not everybody comes to you and says, we want to build green.
No, it is a potential revenue because when your buildings are more efficient, they make more money. And when they're unique, they're different from every other building. And there's many buildings in America all over Washington. So why choose one building over another? And the key to that is your business is totally dependent on the people that work for you. In fact, 85% of the cost operating a business are people. Now, what affects the people, not only the attitude and the type of business, but the environment that they're working in? So what the research is now showing is people are more productive, they make less mistakes, they get sick less, they're more ambitious, they're not as tired. So all of a sudden, we're starting to see real estate as an investment in people's success and creativity. So choosing the right building, now we have options, so the right choice is healthier buildings.
One of the things I've noticed, interviewing CEOs in Philly and interviewing them in D.C., I've noticed that D.C. is more green.
It's true. It's interesting. Short of Colorado and Washington State and Oregon, Washington, D.C. has been a great leader. And maybe, I don't know why that is, but I know in my own mind, I realized being in Washington, D.C. and the opportunity that I was given that I could make the biggest impact because I could impact the whole government and the whole country by building green. And that's what we started in 1997.
And so when you started Building Green, was that your decision?
Yes,
that was mine. It was one of the decisions you made.
Yes, I realized that the industry was the 40% of the cause of the pollution in America. I mean, cars are only 25%. I mean, cars are not nearly as bad as the commercial real estate industry. And that's where the attention needs to go.
You were given, in 2009, the Tower Companies received the Mayor's Environmental Excellence Award for this work. So was that—
For the Mayor of Washington? D.C.
Is that of importance to you?
Yes. I think any award, especially from government, demonstrates that someone has looked at your work and has demonstrated that what you're doing is something to be awarded, is to be recognized, and to others to follow suit. And that's the excitement of the business that I'm in because it's having a major impact in how we do business in America. And that is, we're learning how not to waste energy.
And let's talk about the economy, because that's an issue everyone's facing now. So here's what I'm hearing. You tell me what you know. That, residential in this market in certain pockets is still doing pretty well because of the amount of federal government here. Commercial is struggling as it is everywhere. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, how are we going to get out of this? And the key to real estate is jobs. Unless we increase jobs, no one needs the real estate. So how do we increase jobs? And it's interesting, the way to do that is also at the same time we can reduce the energy dependence on America. So let's think about it. If my commercial building industry represents 40% of the energy used in America, so what about if we passed tax laws, tax incentives, like cash for clunkers? But of course, you can't throw away a building. Tax incentives that allowed building owners to renovate their buildings to meet new energy codes. That would mean you'd create jobs. And if there were tax incentives that allow you to reduce the energy savings instead of maybe writing them off over 10 or 20 years, but to write them off over 5 years, you would see many things happen at once in America. You would see everyone starting to renovate buildings. You'd see people going to banks looking for loans. These are not speculative loans. These are loans for buildings that are already operating. And you'd create changes in the whole university, the way we teach people. You would create a new industrial revolution, people looking for new products. People begin to race against who can produce buildings the cheapest and who can produce buildings that are the most efficient. Now you put everyone to work. Once you put people to work, you've created the need for real estate. You could put people back to work. And at the same time, you reduce the energy dependence on America. Buildings become more efficient, less pollution. Buildings make more money. Buildings pay more taxes.
So you thought through that business model yourself.
I lived this business model. We're renovating our own apartments here in Silver Spring now, 1,400 apartments. It's the largest renovation, green revolution renovation in America going on right now. I see the amount of workers coming there. You can't even get a parking space. It's putting people to work. But it's putting people to work that's going to change America and creating new products that will ultimately and permanently take America off the need for so much energy, which is just becoming very, very dangerous.
So jobs is a hot national topic right now.
I think the debate is really about how to create jobs, not complaining about what the government should do. This is what the government should do. This is what business people, this is what business leaders should support. Tax incentives like cash for clunkers. Cash for clunkers is a perfect example. You give people a tax incentive, they'll go make a change. And that put a lot of people to work, and that really created a lot of hope. And that's how you do it. You just create new opportunity. But you don't want to build buildings like we did. We don't want to build cars like we used to. We can't drive around. We can't use our gas-guzzling cars anymore. But this is how you make a change, and you make a change throughout the entire economy.
Do you have to get involved in politics a lot?
We spend a lot of time educating government leaders. We bring them into our buildings to really let them understand that green buildings, sustainable buildings, are not intellectual concepts. They can be experienced. They can thrill you. It's something that you really want to create a law about. And laws, this is what government's role. They need to set the standards. We really shouldn't be allowed to pollute, and we don't need to. And the whole country could be, our whole country's economy could be based on improving the environment and make more money.
What's your leadership philosophy? We're speaking, of course, with Jeffrey Abramson, partner of the Tower Companies.
Well, I guess my leadership philosophy is anything that can be done to reduce suffering in the world should be done and done immediately. And I think that that's what needs to be put to work. I think also in terms of my management philosophy, I think it's very traditional. But what I have found is that I'm honored to surround myself with people who are not only brilliant, who have their own mission, who have their own passion. Their profession is something they love, and they want to change the whole industry. I relate to that. I also want to be a catalyst for a massive change, and that's who I'd love to surround myself with. But what I found, what I found was necessary is that you have to invest in people's brilliance. You have to keep people brilliant. Keep them fresh. 85% of the cost of a business is payroll. We also pay the health insurance, and we also pay the increases in health insurance. So how do we keep our businesses progressive when it's totally based on people? And that's why I learned very quickly that health insurance alone does not do that, does not keep people healthy. You have to give people tools to prevent them from getting sick, because you want them to be ambitious, but you want to keep them fresh. And that's why we integrated transcendental meditation into our healthcare program.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Transcendental meditation. You have a passion for reducing stress, transcendental meditation, and consciousness-based education. And I noticed, you know, reading over your bio, that there were a number of different ways this was a passion. So with your employees, with at-risk youth in D.C., with a research center. I mean, so to me, it speaks of you. So tell me, what it means, and
right.
B, why.
Well, just like how we look at buildings and we see how we can make them more efficient, we can do the same thing with people of all ages. Certainly, when we look at school and education, we see the necessity to build that character that really will become a leader very early. And what happens is children are under enormous pressure. They call it stress. What children call it, they call it pain. They call it fear. their whole attitude is being reduced in their potential. Attitudes are changing constantly because of the influences that they experience. They can't succeed either, even when they're 8 or 10 years old. So allowing a child to experience their inner depth with very natural, effortless techniques such as transcendental meditation, which does not involve any religion, involves no change in philosophy. You just practice the technique for about 10 or 12 minutes twice a day in the classroom, and the successes are enormous. The whole school atmosphere changes, the children's attitude about school. They have an enormous thirst for learning. This is the type of business atmosphere I would also like. But we have to start with our children, but we also have to do it in our businesses. We have to do it everywhere. And that's where the science is. The science is saying that if you practice transcendental meditation, just as an example, there's a new study that just came out that you will live longer. You have less likely chance of getting heart diseases. Also, the same thing in college students. There's a study just done in American universities showing that you're less likely to become affected by stress and hypertension if you practice TM. And school apparently is in a very stressful situation. So stress is always there. That resistance to life is always there. We just need to find ways to keep ourselves healthy.
Do you do this in your office at work?
I don't do it at work. I do it at home, but I've been practicing for 37 years. I realized immediately, you know, just looking at the science, I'm just like you. I'm very much oriented towards research. Is it true? Mm-hmm. Has science proved it? A lot of research done on transcendental meditation is done by NIH, sponsored by NIH, especially in the field of cardiovascular diseases. And so this is the next crisis. If you're looking into how to spur the economy and you're looking for the next green revolution, it's not just our environment. It's everything is now adding up to this, having its debilitating effects on our minds and our bodies. And this is something America cannot debate. This is not a political debate. This is about prevention. And we need tools to keep ourselves healthy. We need better quality food. We need better quality of life. And real estate can play a major part of that in designing cities where we aren't commuting. But ultimately, businesses' responsibility is to keep their people healthy. They keep them healthy. They'll go home. The families will be healthier. Families should also practice TM. In the schools, they should also practice TM. They should do it in hospitals. I'm also part of the David Lynch Foundation. We're provided scholarships for the work of for practicing transcendental meditation throughout all over the world. We have 100,000 scholarships now we've given out, mainly in Latin America. I just personally visited a school in South San Francisco, where there's a very challenged neighborhood, and 100% of the school practices TM. And it's amazing to walk into the school because it's for about 12 minutes twice a day. The school is totally silent.
I got to ask you a question. You said you have a 92-year-old father.
Yes.
Does he practice it?
Yes, religiously.
Okay.
He loves it. Absolutely love it. Wouldn't live without it. Twice a day.
It's good. And let's talk about that. Three-generation company, four-generation family. How does that work?
Well, I don't know any other way for business. I mean, I grew up, I learned the business at the dining room table. That's where I got my degree. And continually every day, I love it. I don't know any other way of doing a business. I think any business is probably like a family business, even if there's no blood relations. But business is very detail oriented. It takes an enormous amount of influence and oversight by everyone, and everyone brings a different dimension to expand the business, to make it better, to make it more alert. And I think you just need everyone, and having family members there is a great blessing, and to having members of my company who've been there for 10, 12, 20, 30, 40 years is also like family.
We're heading to a break real quick. 20 seconds. Give me a quick snippet on this Tower of Invincibility that you're going to build.
Well, I think in Washington, D.C., the missing museum is about how to maintain peace. We have a lot about war, and we have a lot about our heroes in this country who've created this country. What we need is about the heroes who have created peace in America.
Thanks for being with us. Jeffrey Abramson, partner of the Tower Companies. Of course, his audio cast, photo, and bio will all be at leadersportfolio.com, which, by the way, we have our 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards. Nominate a leader, a business leader, a leadership business. We are looking for leadership businesses right now at leadersportfolio.com. And I want to thank these sponsors: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith. We'll be back after the break.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business.